Whereas the art of opera can create a work that's fit for any gourmet's plate, the author and composer humbly wish to offer you a much more trivial dish. Theirs is a tale occasioned by a letter proceeding through a kiss to something better. The composer begs you will forgive it if his music sounds a little bit derivative. The author craves your pardon for a plot so thin, and both now bid me leave you that we may begin.
My dearest S, oh, what odious riddle is this? My dearest S, why not write Sarah and be done with it? Meet me outside the Haymarket Playhouse at 9 o'clock tonight. Your own true love. Whose hand is this? The M's are Sir Peter Parallels, but the T's are Sir Anthony Angles. Yet it has the negligence of Sir Jeremy Jowl. No, I wager Sir Peter wrote it in his cups, the dissolute rake. And yet they're all as bad, or men or rogues. A task is to find one that is not also a bore. 7 weeks ago, while riding down the road, Sir Timothy cast glances at me. When he came to call, he took me to a ball. Little notes to me, but letters.
Just a word for an imaginary emotion, a poet's notion to say or sing. It's quite absurd to look for such devotion. I never heard of such folly, no, not in all my life. Love is but a word, madam, pray you remember this. Love is not a real thing. Sarah's inheritance will enable him to clear his debt to me. Oh, the frustration of having an heiress as a ward. But if I can thus get back the money that Sir Peter owes me, that will give an added eloquence to my suggestion that Mr. Honeywood should present my new play at his theatre. But as for love, who will marry a girl for love? A man must go gambling and wenching. It's an open secret. If Mary you'd be reckoned in the reign of Charles II, you have to lead a kind of double life. It doesn't really matter if you're something of a satyr, provided that you conceal it from your wife. Neither ever crows about the things the other knows about. Pretend that lack of knowledge is the thing. It's a social convention, which, like others I could mention, was introduced from Paris by the king. A man must go gambling and wenching, for his nature he cannot oppose. The thing is an open secret, a sin that everyone knows. It's wisest to discover if your lady has a lover. The knowledge gives you license, so to speak. Provided that your luck hold, you will not be made a cuckold, although of course there's one born every week. Take a tip from Evelyn, don't publish what you revel in, but hide it in your diary free from clubs. It's a simple rule, perhaps, but if it should once collapse, the king might have to flee again to France. A man must go gambling and wenching, for his nature he cannot oppose. The thing is an open secret, a sin that everyone knows.
It back.
Make haste, Susan. The party must soon begin. We have a busy evening ahead of us.
Busy indeed. He makes me coy already. I hope what you have written, sir, will have a successful outcome.
Every word is well considered.
What sort of play is it, sir?
Come closer, girl, I'll show you.
Not now, sir, I've work to do.
No better time than now.
No, sir, you're impatient.
She's a sprightly wench, this game here. Trying to find my place.
If you try again, I'll slap your face.
Susan, now don't be shy.
Oh!
lies elsewhere.
Fie, Sir Peter.
I am in a false position, madam, and I hope you will favor my escape from it. Sir Robert wishes to unite me to Sarah. Secretary of State may pay off my debt to him, but if I can prevail on this good lady to sway her husband's feelings, I may avoid an alliance I do not wish to make and the discharge of a debt I am in no hurry to pay. Pray, madam, do not take me far away.
I take you, sir, but for a gallant. I'm sure you'd play the Cupid song with any lady who showed willing.
'Tis precarious business, a gallant, madam. Nothing but kiss and one. It's all very well carrying on like this. Though I once heard before, he's rather a frightful bore. That doesn't prevent you having connubial bliss. Loving him doesn't count, the money is paramount. And though you once had the pox, it left no trace. So, do what you can tonight, each compliment requite. Sir Peter is the man you've got to chase. Sir Peter is the man to chase.
Madam, you have lost your wrap.
No, sir. Each side.
Ah, there it is. Now, Sarah, you must play your part.
Sir, let me say poo to you.
Oh, both of you quite forget. I'm worried about my debt. It's all in well carrying on my
debt.
Thank you.
coming up, sir.
Ah, Mr. Honeywood, at last. Now we shall have our play.
Is an exacting profession. It requires not only an outlay for versatility, but of resources.
Find when you add more than you had,
Accountancy beckons you on. Accountancy beckons you on. But if you've a quirk for avoiding all work, your career shall be that of a don. Your career shall be that of a don. But a man of grit and resource, though somewhat retarding, of course, will wish, I venture to say, to act. To act a part in a play.
What play was that, sir?
Let me finish, sir. And man may have the itch to act a part in a play.
How do I get away? What was that?
I said, let us start with the play.
Very well. It is called The Tragedy of Sir Thomas Overbury. I am the King, James the First. You, sir, are Overbury.
But, sir, I am poisoned after only 2 pages.
I know it is a very painful death, full of expression.
I can think of an expression.
It will make a fine impression.
You, ma'am, are the Countess of Essex. Sir Peter, when he arrives, will be the Earl of Essex. You are both in love.
With whom am I in love, sir?
With the Earl, madam. 'Tis a respectable play.
And if thou art a warrant,
it would else be abhorrent.
You are the Queen.
This is far superb, sir.
Call it which will, I don't know.
What is the scene, sir?
The scene is the royal palace. You are summoned to my private presence. Nip? Nip? Did you fetch that cornet from Sir Timothy Tite, as I bade you?
Yes, sir, here it is.
Boot! The fool has given you a fibble flute. Oh, well, sound the fanfare, let the play begin.
Your Majesty, I beg you hear my suit. These charges of my baseness are unfounded.
I fear my Lady Essex and the Queen clamour to see you tortured unto death. Flee from this court, I bid you, while 'tis safe.
Unto the country, till this foul scourge be passed.
Am I the foul scourge, sir?
Yes, sir, it says exit. Where do I go?
Go behind the screen.
Screen!
But, ma'am, this is not your scene.
It was nearly so.
Be still behind that screen, Mr. Honeywood. Enter the Countess of Essex 2 days later. Chambers, but a short while since.
He is in Worcester, hiding in disgrace.
London, sir.
How, sir?
This screen is in the palace.
Then it must be moved to Worcester. Continue, ma'am.
What will you do to rid us of this rogue?
He will be tried, and meanwhile take your ease.
It says, exit to Audley End. Where is that?
It is your seat in Essex. Go behind the screen.
But that is in Worcester.
Then move it there first.
domestic bliss.
Ah, Sir Peter, at last. We are but play acting. You are the Earl of Essex. Here it is. Enter now.
My liege, they find me guilty of this murder.
So be it then. The punishment await within the Tower of London. Now farewell.
Farewell, my lord. Farewell.
And so, farewell.
My sleep.
You could write anything in your sleep, even your confounded play. Sir, you are a hypocrite and a humbug. All this pretense of propriety. You have no grounds to deny me a marriage.
I have, madam, and I shall.
Thank you.
someone, sir, to whom pray.
Susan.
Is it your letter?
Yes, that's it.
So that's it. That's it.
You're a naughty boy.
Light another escape, sir.
Young man, you have put me in a predicament with your anonymous note.
Yes, sir.
In your future transactions, I leave your mark, as I now leave mine.
Oh, sir!
You, sir, are Nip, and not my own.
talking's been done and love has been and all is forgiven once more, and all is forgiven once more. Don't pause in your tracks, but away and relax to the shouts of encore and encore, to the shouts of encore and encore. But all ye men of affairs, abandon your troubles and cares. Go off without delay and
it is plain as day.